Yes, two reasons. So I keep on schedule so you can use it later. Another reason. Big word. The big word is metacognition. Anyone know what it means? Anyone heard of it? Anyone got any idea what I'm talking about? Okay. What does it mean to have, to be cognizant of something, to have cognition of something? To have knowledge of something, yes. And what would meta... Sorry. What would... and what the heck would metacognition be? Meta. Yes.
What something electronic?
No, it's not something electronic. Okay, all
right. No, I'm right there.
Are you filming it so we can look at it later?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If I get my act together. Okay. Metacognition. That's all right, I was going to... Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, that's better. We've got audio. Okay, excellent. Okay. Cognition, to be aware of something. Metacognition, it's like kind of extra cognition. It's like the level above normal cognition. It's to be aware that you're aware of something, if you like. It's to know that you know something. What the heck is this about? What it means is this. I'm giving you a lesson plan, in effect, as a model, to let you know about lesson plans and to let you know that even at my level, where I've been teaching for X number of years, in various forms, probably about 6 years, still useful for me to have a lesson plan, but you're going to be what? One day.
Teachers.
Unemployed teachers? Yes. you're going to be teachers, aren't you? You're going to move from being students, you're going to move out into this world of teaching. You're going to end up doing what I'm doing in a similar shape or form, aren't you? At some stage you're going to be attempting to deliver understanding and assisting in the cognition of your students. So I'm trying to assist you to learn about WebQuests, but I'm also assisting you to try and get a sense that lesson plans, and this is a pretty rudimentary one, and it's not perfect by any means, because I was bashing away at it this morning thinking I should do this and change that and make sure I do that. But it does give me an indication of where I should be heading and what I'm wanting to do. And it's also got some links, okay? You will be planning lessons. You haven't done any lesson plans yet?
No, we do one next week.
Okay, yep. It'll be more detailed than this, more painful and a lot more work. But believe me, learning how to do lesson plans is actually useful. There is a purpose for it. Okay. Let me get all these crinkly things out of my pocket. I'm also recording it. Hello, 1, 2.
Yes.
Recording. And I'll probably, if I get my act together, get the audio and the video happening. Hello. On this website, for what it's worth. The audio is probably more use than the video. Okay. All right. So who am I? Rupert Russell. This is me. And what have I got? A few things under my belt. Bachelor of Teaching, Bachelor of Computing, and other bits and pieces. You can go and look at that should you want to. What are we here today to do? Look, I'm only 1 minute behind schedule if I do this now. At 4:10, I was hoping to do this. Just hope this works. This is the first time I've used it on this computer because I normally use my laptop. Yay. All right. What's this? Anyone recognise this? Yay. Anyone looked at it? Anyone got any idea what this contains?
It's a web quest about appearance.
Excellent, keep going.
And we have to have links that go...
Yep. Very good. This is the task, folks. The purpose of this task is to design a web quest that provides a comprehensive overview of an early childhood theorist. Present this as an oral presentation, so you'll be up front going yada yada yada. We all love that. About the theorist to your peers. Who are your peers? Yourselves. You will choose from Comenius, is it? Lockie, Rousseau, Pestalozzi, Froebel, Montessori, Steiner, Isaacs, Dewey. Dewey, really smart guy. He's the one who developed the Dewey decimal numbering system. Yeah, among other things. And Hugh Scope. Okay, so you're going to pick one of those people. You're going to find out about this person. You're going to build a web quest about this person. You're going to deliver the web quest to the people here. And this is going to take about 25 minutes. Okay? And it's going to be done in groups of two. Are you paired up? Do you know who you're working with?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, three aspects to this assignment. Okay. We're not going to go through all of this now because I haven't allowed enough time and I am now on target. 4:15, 4:13, I'm back on schedule. Questions about the task? Any questions?
How many classes do we have with you to help us with our work? Just this one?
Yes.
One.
Okay, so I've got a lot to do and I've kind of jammed it in and I'm going to be going pretty fast, which is why the audio and video could conceivably help if and when I get around putting it up on this website. Certainly the audio will be pretty quick to get up there. Probably more useful than the video because you can hardly see me anyway. So, one class on web quests. What the heck is a web quest? Well, it occurred to me that people might not know. So, I've gone and come up with some definitions. Can be seen as a short single class, period long or whole month long activity. Usually, though not always thought of as involving group work, and built around resources that are pre-selected by the teacher, i.e. you. You will find the resources and link them to your web quest. Students spend time using information, not looking for it. Okay, so it takes you a long time to find the information and build it and put it into your web quest. This is not going to be a quick, easy task. This will take quite a bit of work. Okay, you spend a lot of time sifting through the web, finding material that's good, rejecting others, putting it in your web quest, and the people who use it in 25 minutes go through that material and use it. You do the filtering. Okay, what is a web quest? More definitions here. Okay, so on and so forth. All right, so that's definitions. Examples. I was actually going to take this out. I wonder if I've refreshed. Oh yeah, I have. Okay, examples. Okay. There's a site called bestwebquest.com. It has some example web quests. It's not as big as the author hoped it would be. It's been up for a few years and it really doesn't have a lot of content in there. It never really took off. But there is some stuff in there. And this guy is one of the gurus of web quests. He's one of the people who developed the whole concept and promoted it and pushed it. Okay. So a site that might be worth looking at. Not right now though, you can do that later. Okay, so that's bestwebquest.com. Okay. Requirements for a good web quest. Got 1 minute to talk about this. Well, there's some links, and you can go and have a look at these sites and find out what a web quest needs. Predominantly, though, it needs a topic, and it needs to have a hook. What does it mean by a hook? Oops, hang on, let me make this bigger. Most web quests also have a hook. Any ideas?
So it gets people involved
very well. Yeah, something that gets people involved in the quest. The quest is to find out what? Where the Holy Grail is. Or whatever it might be. Okay. The quest to find some information, some ideas, to gain some understanding, to solve a puzzle, to whatever it might be. Who's heard of Steiner? Rudolf Steiner? Who knows now that Steiner's becoming increasingly common as a philosopher to be used to build and design curriculums in more in the standard state stream of schools? A lot of state schools are now looking towards Steiner and picking up some of his ideas and stuff. Anyone come across this? Yes? No? Yeah. Why? What the heck's good about Steiner, or bad? Is
they learn at their own pace.
Yep.
They learn at their own pace, like it's not actually.
Okay. They learn at their own pace.
Their days aren't as blocked. They're more.
Yep. Okay. So Steiner's come up with some ideas, written some books, people have read those books, and over the years they've incorporated his philosophy, his pedagogy. Do you know what pedagogy means? What's it mean?
The way you teach kids.
The way you teach, yeah. I think of it as the art and science of teaching. Okay, that's kind of my personal definition. So he had a pedagogy, had some ideas about how you should teach kids, what they need, what childhood means, what it is to be a child, and all of that. And he's gone out there, and that's what a lot of these theorists have done, similar things in their own ways. Okay, so the hook might be, is it good? Is it bad? Why would schools invest in this? I don't know. The hook might be, what do kids think of it? And you might be able to find some websites that answer that question. And then the web quest is to find out what the kids think of it. Okay? I'm slipping behind time, so I'll keep moving. Okay, back. So, here we go. 4:25. Okay, not too bad. Now, here comes some technology stuff. We're going to go to a website and we're going to look at some templates for web quests. So if you go to my lesson plan, you'll see the link. Choose a template. And when you click on that link, you will get here, which is a website with some web quest templates. Now, there's not a huge amount of variety, but in some ways that's a benefit to us because these templates all work. I was using another template site with a different group of students doing slightly different work, and unfortunately some of the templates, there were hundreds of them to choose from, but they didn't all work very well. These ones have a few different colours. You can choose blue, grey, green, lilac or orange, and they have navigation either across the top, along the left or along the right. They're about your choices. Okay, I'd like you to go to that site and pick one. And would someone care to nominate one for us? Blue? I hear blue. Did someone say blue?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We'll go with blue. I'm going to choose blue across the top. And this is what you need to do. You need to go to the zip file. And I'll get you to do this now. And when you click on it, you need to save that file somewhere. Now, do you know where you can save that? H drive. Yes. Okay. I would suggest strongly that you do the following. You make a folder in your H drive for this unit, for this task. And I'm going to do that now. I'm going to go... Here's a trick for you. Actually, it might not work on your computers now, but the window key. You know the window key? Ever used that? Hold down the window key and press the letter E. It may or may not do that. Yes. Whoa, cool. And I'm going to go to... Well, I would go to my H drive if I had one, but I don't. I'm going to go to drive C. File. New. Folder. EDFD 166. Now, I'm going to call this WebQuest version 1. WebQuest V1. This, folks, is important. I will come back to this. But I'm going to name it that, and I would suggest you use something similar. Chuck a version number on the end of it, please. Okay, so there's my folder. At the moment, the folder's empty. But it's sitting there waiting for me. And now, when I click on my blue zip file, it's going to want to save the file, isn't it? Where am I going to save it to? The folder I just made. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, save. So I need to navigate to that. My computer, drive C. Where did I put it? Thank you. And save. Now, I'm going to open the folder, and there it is. Now, do people know what a zipped folder is? It's compressed. It's a compressed file, and in this instance, it's not just one file. It's a compressed group of files. A group of files have been squeezed together and put into this one thing. Okay. Now, when I open this thing up, by double-clicking on it, I'm going to see that it contains this, which is nothing at all, literally. I don't know what it is. It's got nothing there. But it's got a folder in there, a folder in a folder. And when I open that folder, it's got some stuff in it. These files are the ones we need to work on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select all of these files. There's a keyboard shortcut for doing that. Does anyone know what it is?
Control A.
Control A. Then I'm going to copy them. Keyboard shortcut?
Control C.
Control A to get them all. Control A. Control C. I've got a copy of them all now. Now I'm going to go back into my H drive, or yours, and I'm going to paste. So I'm going to go back into the folder where I was. Here it is. Keyboard shortcut for pasting?
Control V.
Control V. Back into the folder you just made originally.
We've put our straight onto the USB so that we can take it with us. So
yep.
Do we just put it straight onto the USB?
Yep. 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 Now, pretty fast and furious. Anybody completely stumped? Anybody a little bit stumped? Everybody completely okay? If you're not sure, talk to the person next to you. If you don't know, wave. Don't drown. Okay? I don't want you to come away from this knowing less than you knew when you came in. That would not be good. Okay? I want you to come out the door feeling a little bit confident that you can go on and do what you need. Okay? So, what did I do? I found a file. You've done it. Anyone not done it? Anyone not managed to do it? Beautiful. Okay, fantastic, folks. Let's keep going. Now, fun stuff begins now. I've got some files. I'm going to start with index. Can you double click on index for me? Mine should be blue. Yours might be another colour. Blue as in a bit of blue up the top there. And a picture. Okay. Now, it's got some navigation there. Have a play with the navigation. See if it works. Convince yourself that when I click on that, it goes to evaluation, or I click here, it goes to task. Have a quick play. Does it work? Anybody not managed to get it working? Okay, good. Now, where are these files at the moment? Yeah, on your memory stick, in the computer, wherever the H drive is. What program are we using to look at these files? Internet Explorer. Okay. These files are web files. They could be put on the internet. They're not at the moment. They're on your memory sticks and on your H drive. They can go onto a CD-ROM. They can go onto memory stick. When you're finished with this, why might you want to put it onto a CD-ROM? You can keep it. You can hand it up. One more reason? You can use it without the internet. Don't need the internet, do you? We're using Internet Explorer, but we're not on the internet. We're just looking at our CD or our memory stick or whatever. When you go to interviews, you can leave a copy with your portfolio. Your digital electronic portfolio can contain a copy of this stuff. Okay? And that doesn't have to be... that can be something you just build on a CD over time. Okay? You can have copies of PowerPoints, lesson plans, photographs of your work when you're out on teaching rounds and the kids do a fantastic display on the life cycle of the butterfly and it's all up there in whatever it is. It's on the wall. This is really important. Do not forget to record that stuff. Keep copies of it. Okay? Because by the time you get to fourth year, if you haven't recorded what you did in third year or second year, when do you start going on rounds? Well, anyone got records of what they're doing yet? Some, but not much. Please start keeping copies of this stuff. Very, very important. You can't get it back. Okay? Shall we ignore that one? Okay. All right. So this stuff can go into your portfolio, okay? Which you will need when you go to the VIT to become accredited as a teacher. Victorian Institute of Teaching will want to know that you've done stuff. This is some of the stuff you've done, okay? All right. So we're getting behind time. Where am I? Let's go back. Home. Requests. Lesson plan. Running behind time. Choose a template. Done that. Create a folder. Done that. Unzip. Done that. Explore. Done that. 440. Oh, actually, we're okay. Good. Demonstration of editing. Okay. This is actually really useful. Okay, because I can go, yes, okay, I'm sort of on target to where I thought I'd be. What we're going to do now is demonstrate using a program called Dreamweaver. Now, I'm going to stick my neck out and have a go at installing a program called Dreamweaver on this computer. This isn't in the lesson plan, and I'm starting to get outside what I was quite expecting to do. But what I'm hoping is this. You're going to need some sort of program to edit that template. Now, I'm choosing to recommend to you that you use a program called Dreamweaver. Now, anyone use Dreamweaver? Anyone heard of it? Okay, all right. I use it every day. Now, on this CD, and on the CD in this computer, I've downloaded a copy of a trial version of Dreamweaver. The very latest version. I haven't even looked at it. I've never used version 5 yet, so I really am sort of sticking my neck out a tad, but I'm hoping that the process of putting this on won't take too long, and while I'm doing it, I can talk to you about Dreamweaver. So, I downloaded this a couple of minutes ago in my office. Okay, from the web. And I've got a link to where I downloaded it from. This is the process of installing it. Who's got a laptop at home? Yep. Okay. This is what you'll do when you get home, when you download the file or when you borrow the disk. And the download is 300 meg for Windows and 500 meg for Mac. Yes, and there's a Mac disk. So, lucky, who's got a Mac in here? Yay, okay, well, should you not want to download 500 megabytes, I do have some blank disks and I can copy this one, but we'll do that at the end of the session if you want, okay. Okay. Now, move it around, yeah. Yep. In fact, if I'm smart, I can get that happening now because I've got my laptop. Uh-huh. Okay. So it is going to take some little time to install this, and if it looks like it's going to take too long, I'm going to switch over to my laptop and pick up from there. Okay. But I want to show you, hopefully, if it doesn't take forever, the process of installing it. Should be pretty straightforward, and I, as I say, haven't looked at version 5 yet. It will be subtly different from version 3 and 4, which I'm familiar with. Okay. But it shouldn't be too different. Okay. Good question. What is Dreamweaver? Dreamweaver is a program that lets you edit web pages. Now, I have some tutorial stuff online that talks to you about how to use Dreamweaver. Which one is that? What is that? Something like that. What's going to be seen? Okay, so I'm going to switch over to my laptop because this thing's taking too long. Hear that noise? Any idea what frequency that's running at?
No, seriously.
No. A little bit of science, a little bit of an aside. AC, electricity, okay, cycles at 50 times a second. This is what 50 times a second sounds like. That's the sound of 50 times a second. I'm being an antenna, picking up all the electricity that's flying around in the air, feeding it down in here, and it's amplifying it. That's what that buzz is. Okay. That's what AC sounds like. That's all right. Okay. Now. All right. That's taking a little while. Okay. Fingers crossed. One, two, ta-da. No, yes, and thinking. Yeah, good, okay. All right. Wow. Okay, I'm on the laptop. The other thing's still running in the background. Fingers crossed this is going to work. Talk to me. Please work. Okay. Don't do that to me, please, God. Tools, internet options, connections, LAN settings. Okay. Alright, please work. Don't do this to me, you stupid thing. No, you stupid computer. Okay. Here's one I prepared earlier. This is Dreamweaver. Now, this is the version I use, which is version 3. 5 isn't going to be... 5 won't be hugely different, okay? Concepts will be, I imagine, fairly similar. It's an editor that lets you edit web pages. Anybody recognise what this page is?
Your page.
My page that talks to you about how to use Dreamweaver. Okay, and this is what's on the web. This is how I made this web page. Okay. Now, with a bit of luck, this will work. WebQuests, J, lesson plans, template Dreamweaver, importance of creating backups. Okay, that's coming up. Demonstration, editing in Dreamweaver. Okay. Dreamweaver. Okay. From home, you can go to this site, which is where you can download Dreamweaver. Okay. This is the Adobe site, so you won't all need to have a copy of the disk. You can go and grab, once this finally gets happening, you can go to this site and download Dreamweaver. When it decides to do something, hopefully it will. Okay. We'll leave that for a sec. Lesson plan. Dreamweaver. Demonstration of Dreamweaver. Okay. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have linked that to that. That's stupid. Okay. Dreamweaver links. Here's some information about Dreamweaver. There are some sites on the web that give you information about using Dreamweaver. Because I'm not going to be able to teach you, I should be able to in the next few minutes teach you what you need to know about Dreamweaver. But it will be very quick and furious.
Is that website?
It's on the Dreamweaver page. If you go to the WebQuests page, that front one. Yep, sorry. And then go down to Dreamweaver links. Yep, got that? And this is where you can download from the web Dreamweaver as well. You can either go to the Adobe site or you can go to these links here, okay, as well. Further down, I've got a link to a site called Atomic Learning. And in here, we've got some information about Dreamweaver and we've got stuff on images. Adding an image. Now, I've just clicked on this link. With a little bit of luck, fingers crossed, it will work. We'll see if it does. Not sure that the internet's actually working the way it should be. Come on, you stupid thing. Currently connected to adding images. It's really fucking annoying.
How did we get to that page?
Okay, I went to WebQuests. Dreamweaver links. From Dreamweaver links, I came down to this one. Atomic Learning. Please note, links only work for staff and students at Australian Catholic University. Anyone in the world can get to this website and look at it, but the Atomic Learning stuff will only work for you guys because we have a subscription to it, and this is using that subscription, which I hope is going to work. No, it should work from home. Fingers crossed. I've tried to make it work from home.
You just have to use your student.
You'll need your student login details. If it works, I hope it'll work from home. It should. Because I've done this thing with a thing called the Easy Proxy down here. Hopefully. I did try it the other day and it didn't work, but I'm not sure that wasn't just a quirk with the system. Okay. All right, now. Okay. Here we go. Audio?
When placing images on your page, first click and place your insertion point where you want the image to appear. I have my insertion point to the right of my welcome paragraph. Then you can go over to the insert panel and click and make sure that you're viewing the comment tab. Then you can move over to that picture of a tree. This is the images button. If you click on that little down arrow, you have a bunch of choices in this menu. Click and select Image, which is the first option. This will open the Select Image Source dialog box. Now you can navigate to the image that you want to use. I'll click and select this image that I have. This is a current production still. Then I'll click OK. The next dialog box tells me that the image I selected is outside of the root folder for my site.
Okay, don't worry about that too much.
It's asking me if I'd like to copy this file to my root folder. I definitely want to do this because when I publish my website, I want to have all the files in the folder so I don't have any broken links.
Okay, that bit's important. You want all the files to be in the one place. Okay, so when you go and get images or any other stuff that you're adding to your WebQuest and you're storing it in your... you're going to put it on the WebQuest, please put it into that one folder. Okay, so they all go into that folder. And then when you go and get that stuff from Dreamweaver and link it in, it will all work because it will all be in the one spot. You can then take that folder and put it onto a CD or a memory stick and submit it. Yes?
With what we just put on our folder,
yep.
Do you open that using Adobe Dreamweaver?
Yes, you would.
So you would like...
Some of these computers have got Dreamweaver on it. One or two of them have. Most, unfortunately, don't.
Oh, so the index is the first page and then
yes.
You open it on there and change what you want at the top of it.
Yes. Okay, so let's have a look. How does it work?
So is this WebQuest basically an offline website?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. File open. Okay. Let's have a look at how this is going to work. All right, choose a template. Blue. Save. Stock. New folder. E, D, F, D. 166 blue. Version 1. Okay. What I'm doing now, I'm just going through and getting that folder. I'm extracting the files on my laptop. And in a second, with a bit of luck, we'll get them. Okay. The files from the blue template are now going onto my laptop. Now, I'm going to open up the index file in Dreamweaver. So, I'm going into Dreamweaver, and I'm going to open the... here it is, the index file. Okay, now, the template is designed to help you while you're creating your WebQuest. Okay. The template will give you guidance as to what would go into a WebQuest. It has certain sections. And you need to go into those sections and put material into each of those sections. Okay. Now, just as an aside, I was off there doing some stuff and people started to kind of get a little bit distracted. I wasn't keeping your focus. The volume level got up a little bit. I started talking, but then I was talking fairly loud. But then what did I do? I went quiet. And then I stopped. I slowed down. I waited for people to realise I was saying something. Okay. It works well with you guys because you're a little bit older than the really young tackers that haven't learnt those lessons. And that's why teaching really young kids is difficult. But much better to go quiet and slow down than to get really loud and try and talk over everyone, because that just doesn't work. Okay. All right. Okay. So, WebQuest title. Who's it going to be on? Of our theorists?
Lockie.
Come up. Have a go. I know. Okay. This is useful because it means I can stand here and you can type there. It's on the laptop. Okay. So, the WebQuest title. We're going to... Yep, you click, just click there. Yep, beautiful. So this is Dreamweaver. And we're typing in the title of the WebQuest. So if you can use Word and you can use an editor, you can use Dreamweaver. Okay, and let's go put your name here. Now, it's a group work, so please put two names and two student numbers. Okay? Don't worry for the moment. Okay. All right, now, we need to save our changes. But before we do this... yeah, that's fine. Can I just stay there? Stay there. What I need to do, I need to go in here. I need to... Actually, no, I need to go not there at all. I need to go here and there and index. Now, that should open that beautiful display for one sec. Okay. See how effective it is? It really does work. Okay. This is the page that I just downloaded from the web. Can we see Lockie and the person's name? No. In a second we're going to. What we're going to do, we're in Dreamweaver now. We've typed in the stuff. We're going to save our change. So we're going to save this. We're going to click on File and go Save.
Save as, or
just save?
Okay.
That saved the change. Now, I've got too many windows open, but if you click down the bottom here, you'll see Internet Explorer. If you just click on that and then go WebQuest, yes. Now, can we see the change?
No,
is that? It is ours. No, it could not. It might have been wrong. What do we have to do to see the change? That's it. How do you refresh? That'll do it. There it is. Okay. All right. Okay. How hard was that to do?
Not very.
Okay. Let's go back to Dreamweaver. Now, this is important, folks, because we're almost at the end and we're getting to the point where this is where you really need to get your stuff on board. I want to now edit something about, I don't know, let's go the introduction. Now, I need to get into this page.
Oh.
Right, but, this is how you do it. Let's go File and Open. And it's Introduction, so can we find the Introduction page? Yep. Here's the introduction page. Let's just go blah, 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 anything. WebQuest title, we can put Lockie up there again. Okay, excellent. Now, what do we have to do?
Write about how much he rules.
Yeah. We got to save it. Let's save it. Well, save. Beautiful. Let's go down to Internet Explorer and check it out.
Oh, what's that?
Sorry. Not that one. That's cool.
Sorry.
Now, when we go to introduction, when we first go there, well, there it is. Okay. All right. Now, if we wanted to edit the task page, what would we have to do? Well, open. Task, and there you go. Okay. Now. Great. Now, we want to put a link. Just hang on. Keep stay there. Go away. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. What have I got here? Okay, I've got some instructions as to how you would make a link. Step one, locate the web page that you want to make the link to. So you're going to do a Google search, you're going to find something on Lockie. You're going to find that page, And you're going to then do what? Right-click, copy the address. Then, scroll down. What are you going to do next? You're going to go into Dreamweaver and type, this was Vygotsky, type the word that you want to become the link. Highlight the text, and I didn't get to do the next bit because I ran out of time, all of it, but then you paste the link in here. Right? Now, the next bit that I didn't show you, step six, which I haven't put on here yet, and hopefully I'll get around to doing it shortly. This is important. Just hang on one sec. Once you've got this clicked here and it's blue, if you roll the wheel on the mouse, what it's going to do is it's going to roll in here, and we don't want that. To get rid of that selection, what you've got to do is go back up into this space and click anywhere. Okay, it gets rid of that selection. Okay. Can I get you to see if you can start that process? Question.
I'll do it. I can do it.
You can do it.
I'll make you a link of information.
You're going to get a
web address. That's basically the way of referencing.
Okay.
You need to have a separate link. I think it's like thing over the top.
Yep. Okay. It's a good question. The question is this: how do we do the referencing? How do we do the referencing? Okay. Now, there is, in that template, there's a page called Teacher. And I would suggest that on that Teacher page that you put the information that you have your references, that you pile them up there. Okay. And actually do them as like an APA style reference and pop them into that page. Okay. Gives you a spot to put that stuff. Okay. Now, if you take some images off the internet to illustrate your web quest, please reference where you got them from. Okay? At the very least, you should do that. Because otherwise, in effect, you're plagiarising. Because you're not giving credit to the author of the image, the person who took the photograph or drew the diagram or whatever it was. Okay? So that's really important. So, how are we going? Looks like we're making progress. Now, remember, this is where you've got to click up in this white space. That is important. Just anywhere here. It's a link.
Is it?
Yes, it's blue. It's just not underlined. Don't worry about that. Now, let's save it.
Oh.
And let's go to Internet Explorer, and it's going to be not the next one across. And what page were you on?
Task.
Beautiful. And is it a link?
Yes.
And does it work?
Yeah.
Yay! Round of applause. Okay. All right.
It is exciting.
It is.
When you do it right.
It's exciting, and it's worth doing.
You're
going to
come over for work.
Okay. We're almost out of time, but what I want to do is say one thing. I haven't shown you how to put images in, but there's tutorials that will show you that. The other thing is... Okay, thanks, guys. I've run off the end of my lesson plan. Thanks for that. That was great. WebQuests. Lesson plan. Okay. Who am I? Well, you know this site. You need to know that. Got all that? Got that written down?
Last, how on your lesson plan you thought about zipping the WebQuest folder?
Ah, yes. Good point. Okay. Zipping the folder, yes, and backups. Backups are important. How to zip the folder? Okay, this is important. Okay. Here's what we've been working on, okay? Version 1. Two things I want to show you very quickly. To make a backup of this, the easiest way is this. This is the file at the folder at the moment. When you're working as a pair, please do this. Don't rely on a single copy of any device. Don't rely on a single laptop. Someone could knock it off. You could drop it off the coffee table or whatever, okay? So at the end of each session, go to your folder and do the following. Right-click, copy, and then paste. And what do we get? Copy of I'm going to rename this. What am I going to rename it? Version 2, V2. Easy. The other person in the group gets a copy of that folder, puts it on their memory stick. How do you zip it? Okay, you do it like this. Right click on this, send to compressed zip folder. And what does it do? It makes Web 2, and I'm going to just chuck the word zip in there just for the heck of it. And
so that's the one, if we're sending an email, we send that.
That's right. That's one folder. You put that in your email as an attachment and you send it off to yourself. A very good way of making backups. Okay? Yep. Okay. So.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's make a backup of version 1. Right click.
No, I don't have to do the backups. I just need to have to zip it.
Yep. Send to. Sorry, I should have said a zip of version 1. Send to compressed zip folder.
And then how like you want to zip them together?
If you want it. But everything's... yes,
yeah,
that would work. Yes, probably not. But you're right.
And I had another question. If I have a Mac and my partner doesn't have a Mac, and I do half of it... And they do pass it, it should work.
So long as you take that folder, yes, it should work. Yes. No, the files will be the same even though you've edited it on a Windows or a Mac. Okay? That's your prize. Yes. Okay. Now. I did get a bit carried away. This is me. Where do I live?
Chilling in the library.
I live upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. My office. My office is upstairs next to the music drama room. It's in this building, but it's up yonder that way. If you get stuck, if this didn't make sense and you're really feeling frazzled, or you start, you want to put an image in and you just can't get it nutted out, I will probably end up putting some more stuff up on the webpage, so you can go back and have a look at that Dreamweaver links one, and there'll be some stuff about how to put images in and things. I'll build that as we go. But you know who I am, you know where I live. Okay. Some of you may have some issues. I have run this previous years, and we've got at the end of it, a few people will come and say, we've got it on my laptop, but I'm having difficulty getting on the disk. Okay, I haven't had time to show you how to do that yet, but most of you will be able to nut it out. But if you do get stuck, knock on my door. But please don't knock on the door saying, it's all on my memory stick, and I put it through the wash this morning, and it's not so happy now, and I've got 20 backups, but it's all on this memory stick. And I go, well, where's the other memory stick? And they go, no, it's on this memory stick. And I go, no, remember what I told you. Don't rely on one device. Memory sticks have a limited life. They do die. Okay, have fun, folks. I think you will enjoy it. I hope that helped.
I set up a proxy on my computer, and I went to the IT guy twice and he connected it, but as soon as I left, it would have connected to the internet.
I can have a look, but no, I'm not.
I'll show you if you have any idea, it would be good. But
yeah, fire it up. I've got two disks for Windows, if anyone wants one. One.
No, anyone on Res?
Windows, yeah. I can make more copies too if people really want them, hang around. I've got blanks.
Oh, is it yours?
Yeah.
You were looking a little bit lost, or you?
No, all fine.
All good?
Yeah,
good. Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. I was a bit rushed.
See you. I'll see you soon.